8:07. Warm Pacific greetings to you. If you've just tuned in, you are with the Pacific Breakfast, 5:31 PIA with Brian and Alpha. Up next is a lawyer by the name of Tanya Shaki. Let me just give you a background of the purpose of Aotearoa. The Royal Commission of Inquiry for Those Who Were Abused in Care is currently looking into what happened to children, young people, and vulnerable adults that were in care under the state. Tanya Shaki, a lawyer in Auckland, joins us now on Pacific Breakfast to explain a little bit on that. But before I say talo for the Tanya, let me just give you a little background. She practices law in Manukau, South Auckland. She's also the president of Pacific Lawyers Association. She specializes in family law and, in particular, the area of care and protection for our children and young people. Tanya was appointed by the Solicitor General as lead counsel assisting for the Pacific investigation into the Royal Commission of Inquiry, Abuse and Care. With us in studio now, talo falava, Tanya Shaki.
Talo falava. Thank you for having me. You look, studio looks awesome.
We look sharp.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Look, Tanya, without any further ado, for the sake of our people that are listening, can we start off by, if you can give us a brief regarding the Royal Commission, who was it for, and how did everything begin?
Right. Okay, I do know that for our people, a lot of them don't know what a Royal Commission is. Mm-hmm. A lot of them say to me, a Royal what? So a Royal Commission is the most serious response to an issue available to the New Zealand government. So it's set up for the most serious, important matters of public issues and events. So it's independent from the government. So it allows the government to obtain independent information from the Royal Commission about advice on major events. So this inquiry came about because for many, many years, individuals, survivors, their supporters, community groups, and even international bodies called for an independent inquiry into historical abuse and neglect in state care and faith-based institutions in New Zealand. So this inquiry was established to look at what happened and why. And the period that we're looking at is 1950 to 1999, but we can listen to those who suffered abuse outside those years. And it's about making recommendations on what could be better or improved in the future. We need to look back in order to look forward, and that's what this inquiry is set up for in that respect.
In terms of the numbers that you have had so far, the Royal Commission, in terms of a data size, what kind of population percentage are we looking at from that period or within the period of study?
There is a lack of data for Pacific people. Hmm. A lot of people who were in care historically, the options were Māori or other, right?
Wow.
So, yes, that's correct. And so it's hard to know what the numbers were for our Pacific people. And, you know, there's an acknowledgement by the government for this inquiry that a significant number of those removed from their families and placed in care were from Pacific communities. So we know that Pacific people have been disproportionately represented in care, and the inquiry will recognise this, together with the fact that we're, you know, an increasingly diverse people in Aotearoa. Mm. So we know that we need to reach out to our people and ask them to come forward if they were in care. Abuse in care in itself is something that we do need to explain to our people. What does care mean?
Right.
Right. So with care, we're looking at two things. We're looking at state care. And state care is prisons, oranga tamariki.
Hmm.
And our people know oranga tamariki is SIFs or social welfare. It's looking at police cells, residential homes, psychiatric facilities, those types of places. And then we're looking at faith-based as well. That's our churches. You know, that's our church schools, church camps. So it's quite a broad care settings that we're looking at here. But it's we know that our Pacific people feature across all those settings.
And it's also a very sensitive, nearly tabooed kind of discussion you would have in a Pacifica house, right? So, I mean, okay, what I want to understand is, can you walk me through the kind of environment you'd find in a house right. within the period of study that would have caused the state to remove a child or someone that then they then put into state care where these abuses are said to have happened?
Right. So I know from working in this area as well that when our people came to New Zealand, we back home we had our own traditions, cultures, the way that we did things, and physical discipline was a big part of that. Right. And we came here and there was a struggle. So a lot of the issues was that physical violence and the physical abuse. And that's just one example of what could have been the issue to have children removed from care. But when we look at...
Economical?
Yes, definitely. But when we look at when the migration story happens, right, and we've got all our people coming over into New Zealand and the gates were opened for our people to come in, and then you have the Dawn Raid situation, right, and then the gates were closed. And we do know that there are some people whose parents were deported back, but they stayed here.
Wow.
Right? But those are just some of the stories. You know, and if we've got a story to tell, we know we've got a story to be told, and we want to be the ones to tell it.
Yeah.
And that's why we need our Pacific people to come forward with their stories, because you're right, it is a taboo subject. It's very sensitive. It's hard to talk about. There's a lot of shame associated with it, and many might wish to forget and feel that what's done is done. You know, what's the point in bringing up the past? Let's just leave it there. We've moved on. But we're asking them to please come forward, because you will be believed, and the Royal Commission will help you through that process. It's our opportunity to take part and be part of the transformative change, you know, that is going to happen.
And we are part of this country. I think,
that's correct.
Sorry to cut you in there, but you know, most of our people, even though we've been here for like 40, 50 years, we're still almost in this transit mentality.
That's right.
Like we only care about what happens to a Tonga and a Samoa community within Aotearoa. Yeah. But anything that happens outside that circle is like almost foreign news. Yeah. And we keep forgetting that we are part of this country now.
That's
and so
right.
we deserve all the opportunities that every other New Zealander gets.
That's correct. You know? And we are anchored in Aotearoa.
You know?
And this Royal Commission of Inquiry is the biggest of its kind. And it's looking at us.
Hmm.
You know, part of this inquiry, it specifically mentions us in the terms of reference.
Now, you know, when it comes to anything to do with abuse or wrongdoing, a safe place is always part of the foundation that needs to be built for trust, correct? Because most of these people were put in state care, and they'll... And whoever had these wrongs done to, the blame game doesn't stop with just our person. Everyone that comes within their circle is responsible for some sort of wrongdoing. And we always start with a safe place. Now, you know, our Pacifica people, it has to be in a circle where it's 100%.
That's right.
The person talking to them has to look like them, has to sound like them,
that's right.
has to know them spiritually, culturally, and even the senate of who they are.
That's right.
What sort of mediums do we have available?
Right. Okay, so within the Royal Commission of Inquiry, we do have a Pacific team, right? We've got a Pacific engagement team who have been going out into our communities to talk to our community groups. That's in the hopes that we can engage with survivors who are engaged with those community groups. We know that we need to warm up the relationship. We need to build trust and create those safe settings.
Right.
Because you're absolutely right. They're not just going to come straight forward to the Royal Commission. We know that we need to go out there and look at our culture and do things in accordance with our Pacific cultures. And so we've got our Pacific engagement team. We've got, on my investigation with our council assist, That's, again, another Pacific Council assist with me.
Yeah.
We know that there needs to be a bi-Pacific, four-Pacific system in place in order to encourage our people to, you know, to come forward. We do have these Pacific funnels. We will be getting out there more often. If any community groups are listening this morning and you want to talk to us, please reach out. I will give you the details soon. And we will come to you. We don't expect people to come to us. One of the commissioners on this Royal Commission of Inquiry is Ali'i Mōmua, Sandra Lofivai. That is huge for us.
Mm.
One of the commissioners in this inquiry is a Pacific Islander.
It's powerful.
It is powerful. And I know that she'll be coming and speaking as well,
yep,
probably next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. It's important that we are seen in this inquiry because it's the only way we are going to get our people to come forward.
If I may, can I, and if you are able to speak on, I'm a very visual learner and attentional person. So when I'm hearing about abuse, you know, there are many things, because, you know, in our culture, right, when we hear of reporting abuse,
yeah,
we are torn between the individual rights and the communal
That's
wellness.
Right.
So sometimes things happen to us we want to say, but if I say it, even though it was from a family member or someone, it's going to drag the name in.
That's right.
And so that's why it sort of holds us back a bit. But what I want to get to is, define for me, what would you look at in terms of the multitude of abuse?
Okay.
What, like, give us an example, or, you know, just for people to understand, okay, so that was an abuse.
Yeah.
So I should be able to, maybe I should consult because this happened and that happened. Those right. who haven't come forward or are trying to figure out what it is that we're talking about, can you walk through us through the multitude of abuse?
Yes. So abuse comes in different forms.
Mm.
Right. There is physical abuse.
Right.
There is the intimate abuse. There's emotional, psychological. There's neglect. Covers a wide range, right? And I completely appreciate that for our people, a lot of them don't want to talk about that,
mm.
the harms that they suffered. And I'm trying to encourage our people to talk about it more. If you have any questions about what you experienced while you were in care, whether it's state care or faith-based, please reach out to us. We're more than happy to talk to our Pacific people about this issue. Some people don't know that they were in care. I've spoken to people who didn't realise that they were even in care. Spoken to people who don't realise that, you know, the beatings that they got whilst in care...
It's not normal.
Is not normal, is mm. not acceptable. And these are the issues that we're wanting our people to talk about. We want them to talk about it at home.
Hmm.
Talk about it at work with colleagues. Talk about it at the gym with your friends. At the whale kalapu on the Friday and Saturday night.
Hey, we don't talk about that stuff.
Or Sunday, their Sunday lunches.
Yeah.
You know, just get the dialogue going, right? And I think for me also, I see the importance of our youth and our young people.
Yeah.
Because they are the vocal, proactive ones at the moment, and they can start this dialogue and spread the word and ask some questions and be woke, because that's what we need our people to be, is to be woke to this Royal Commission.
And not only that, but I think reminding our audience that the reason why we migrated to these lands, it was always for a better life and for the future of whomever were to come through us.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm just seeing that part of this Royal Commission is so that these wrongs are never repeated again.
That's right.
So if you're listening out there, and it gives you another good tool to build a relationship with your children. Anyway, it's not about me. I want to get into this commission. Can you, anything else that you'd like to share with our audience in terms of how to get involved, how to get in touch with you, or how to better understand the Royal Commission?
Right. So I'm asking our Pacific people to be woke, as we were just talking about. We have a story to tell.
Mm.
Again, we want to be the ones to tell it. There is this dark history in New Zealand that affected us. And only when our stories come out, you know, can we truly look at this and understand the impact, but ensure that lessons are learned for the future. So most people have only probably heard about the Royal Commission now for the first time. Look us up, www.abuseandcare.org. Right, they can ring us 0800 222 727, or they can contact us by email, contact@abuseandcare.org.nz. But if none of those options work for you, right, I'm more than happy for people to contact me, right? And you can look me up. My details are on the web. My email address is tania.sharkey@abuseandcare.org.nz. I'm more than happy to answer these questions. It's the only way we're going to get our people to come forward, and we know that we've got to put something in place to make sure that our people feel okay to come forward. But at the moment, our registrations are low, especially compared to the other ethnicities. The last data I saw, we have approximately 23 registrations out of almost 1,300. And we know there are many, many, many more. So I'm just asking people to please start the dialogue, start the talking. You'll be seeing and hearing more from us, I hope, you know, when we get out there. We're trying to move through our communities. If this is something that I personally think everybody needs to be aware of and to be talking about, please get in touch with us. We're more than happy to come out and see you.
And look, Tania, because we know that these things are journey-based, we're going to have you back more and more. If it takes
Thank you very much.
To get the message up, because it is important for our people. We need to, you know, to be a part of this nation, and part of growing is healing.
That's right.
And on that note, Tania, thank you very much for your time. We wish you all the best with the Royal Commission. Keep us updated. And we'll try our best to, you know, to speak about it as best as we can.
Thank you. Thank you both for having me.
No worries. 25 minutes past 7, you are tuning in to 531 VI Pacific Breakfast. Brian and Alpha right here. Good morning.